The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Abbott. Good morning, 7:05 on January the 9th. Already January the 9th. It's not halfway.
No way.
Hey, our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we are chatting, too. Just jump in the chat room as I see Indie Guy has and a couple of guests. So good morning. And, of course, as always, a big good morning to Bad Bomb.
And good morning. Beautiful moon this morning, if you get a chance to see it.
And so what did you do this weekend?
Well, my beloved was teaching a class over in Blue Lake to firefighters over there, and so I got to spend kind of a quiet weekend with friends in Eureka while she taught the class and just kind of relaxed and recharged batteries, that sort of thing.
Oh, good. And speaking of recharging, here she is.
Well, she recharges all the time. Did you recharge over the weekend? Good morning. I don't know.
I just charged and recharged.
I don't know. Sure. Do I feel recharged this morning? We had Joan Raffa, some of her fabulous.
Oh gosh, was that great.
Lasagna.
Ooh.
I don't know if she is listening.
It's got to be. Well, you know,
she's going to hear from me
today.
We'll
keep saying it over and over again until the word gets to her that it was absolutely outstanding.
She's always.
It was so good. Okay, let me tell you how good it was.
How good was it?
It was so good that Linda only cut a small piece for me. And after I finished licking the plate, she goes, I know you want it.
Nikki was like, am I next?
I know you want it. And I know you want more lasagna. I said, I absolutely do. She says, I know you need it also. You're not getting it. This is her way of making sure that there's lasagna for the next day.
I controlled the portions. Oh, God. 37 degrees right now. Our forecast looks like it says we've got morning frost. I don't know if you've been outside this morning, but it feels like a beautiful day. It's absolutely gorgeous. And like Bob said, the moon has been spectacular.
Well, you know, morning frost is the way I get even with Snooki.
Oh, yeah.
No, because she comes in and she sticks her ear into her nose into my ear and gives this little... And it sticks her tongue in my ear. So I know she has to get up.
And you know
so
it's not just, mine.
But I know it's not yours, unless you've gotten a fuzzy face lately. So I pick her up, and then this way I get back at I drop her into the frosty ground and watch her hop around, you know, until she can do
whatever. Oh, is that
doing.
How you can test the weather?
Yeah, you know.
It's like the weather rock.
I've got the weather rock, and I've got Elk Killer.
Well, anyway, patchy frost before 10 a.m., as we were saying. Otherwise, it's going to be a sunny day with the temperatures reaching to around 64. Partly cloudy with a low of around 37 tonight.
If you were going to have frost and fog, would it become, as Just Bob said this morning, it looks pretty froggy out there?
I am not sure.
Frost and fog? Frog? Okay.
I think we have our Wells Fargo advisors on, though. And this morning, let's go to Chris. Chris Lasondak, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into the new trading week, and the markets are little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 12,363. The S&P 500 unchanged at 1278, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 2 points at 2676. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 103 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 13 cents at $6.30, Alcoa up 22 cents at $9.38, Ford adding 14 cents at $11.85, while Pfizer's up 3 cents at $21.60. Of local interest, PG&E down 21 cents at $40.85, Costco's down $1.76 at $79.36, while North Valley Bank is down 13 cents at $9.42. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26%. Oil's down 62 cents a barrel at $100.94. And precious metals are mixed with gold down 44 cents an ounce at $16.17.21, while silver's up 35 cents at $29.06. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Chris. We always enjoy that. Again, coming up, the Market Minute will be at 8:10. We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, we're going to tell you about what happened this day in history. And don't go anywhere, because we're going to talk to you about a recall. It could be in your cabinet. We'll be right back. 1460.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's a Monday,
all
January
right.
The 9th, 530-605-4567. They were chatting and streaming at KCNR 1460. And then, Bad Bob, how are we doing this live stream since I'm wearing my Royal Purple shirt today?
And looking quite
dapper.
In fine fettle,
I thought,
as they
you know. Linda's keep me off
live and in living color on livestream.com. Go to the live stream page and then type into the search box Free Fire Radio, and it'll you'll be put up with a small 30-second commercial and then taken directly into the inner sanctum of Free Fire Radio. And there you have it.
Okay, according to what we were talking about before we took a break about a recall, this is in the headlines from Basel, Switzerland, which does affect Nebraska drug makers. Novartis is recalling some bottles of Excedrin, No-Dose, Buferin, and Gas X over concerns that some of the bottles can contain stray pills from other medications or chipped or broken tablets. The news follows Novartis' recent decision to temporarily suspend production at its Lincoln, Nebraska plant for maintenance and other improvement activities. Novartis said that some of the bottles of headache medicine, Excedrin, and caffeine caplets, No-Dose, with expiration dates of December 20th, 2014 or earlier, will be subject to the recall. Some of the packages of pain medicine, Buferin, and stomach medicine, Gas X, with expiration dates of December 20th, 2013 or earlier, will also be recalled and or affected. So you may want to go to NovartisOTC.com to look to see if, in fact, you have some kind of medication.
I got to get in here. So, Bob, okay, how's the tummy feel?
So if you're taking No-Dose on a long drive and you end up taking the Gas X, you could be in real trouble.
There you go. No. Gas X is okay. I think that prevents gas. But what if it was something that caused you to be moving regularly?
Oh, yeah.
And then they have them both in the same. if they have them. Or even worse, what if you're taking no-dose and the constipation fixer so that when you wake up, or you have a great movement at 6 in the morning, but you don't wake up till 7.
With the level of sophistication in modern manufacturing, how do they screw this up?
Hey, we got good news here.
Hey, it can happen, but I think they should put this article on truckers.com.
I had to say it about GasX and Bob. How about Weaverville being a finalist?
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Coolest small town in America, Weaverville is among the finalists for a travel website's annual competition to find the coolest small town in America. According to budgettravel.com, the website received about 650 nominations for small towns all over the country, and they've narrowed the competition down to 10 finalists.
That's cool.
And Weaverville is in contention to win it. So
there's a lot of fun there.
To vote for Weaverville, I believe you just go to budgettravel.com, and I'll have something there. But we're going to put it on our site so people can vote for Weaverville to be the coolest small town in America.
Drove through Weaverville last night. It does have a high cool factor in the historic sector.
Yeah, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, they take the meth people and just push them right out the side.
Oh, I'm going to stand up for Weaverville because I think that they got that cool bandstand, and it's the county seat.
It's a great place.
It is.
We like Weaverville.
And they have a wonderful 4th of July.
I've been there twice.
I spent a lot of years in and out of Weaverville, and I can only say kudos. It's a wonderful community as well.
Okay. Keep the happiness going because I'm coming back with something that people are just going to be, you know what, when I get ready to start, pick up your phone, and I need some help.
When do you think the first successful balloon flight in the United States, when do you think that happened? How
1740.
Really?
I think it was probably around the 1700s.
Did you look over my shoulder?
No, because I think that I've read something like that.
1793.
Oh, well.
It was filled with hydrogen, took off from Philadelphia, right here in America, soared to 5,800 feet, and eventually wound up some 15 miles away in Woodbury, New Jersey. George Washington was in Philadelphia for the event, along with Thomas Jefferson, Henry Clay. I think you people really like this day in history. Don't you need to know that? It was Jean-Pierre Blanchard, or Jean-Pierre Blanchard, however you want to say it. It was his first successful balloon flight. And the president had written him a special note saying that all fears and suspicions of local farmers who saw Blanchard drop out of the sky, just get over it. Anyway, it was on this day when we had our first successful balloon ride. Thought you might want to know that. Okay.
Well,
now you can rant, whatever it is.
Oh, no, not yet. I have just one last thing is, I don't watch a lot of football. But I did watch most of the game between, Pittsburgh and Denver. And they played the very first overtime game. From now on, it won't be that just the first person that scores. If they do it on a field goal, they get to keep, I don't understand all this, but they get to keep the ball. Both teams get a shot at it. Unless the defensive team scores a touchdown or the offensive team scores a touchdown on the very first, first time they have the ball. Well, Tim Tebow.
Except on a Tuesday.
Except on Tuesdays. Tim Tebow, in the first possession in the overtime, throws like a 40-yard pass to this receiver, who then runs the rest of the way, pushes something, another guy, straight arms one guy, fights his way through, and scores a touchdown. So Denver has won their first playoff game, and against a team that was was rated much better than they were. But
Broncos 29, Steelers 23.
Right, scored that last time.
And I happen to love the Steelers. I don't know why. I think it goes back to the 70s and 80s when I thought that the Steelers were truly the Vikings on the field. When they played in snow and grass and it was muddy and I don't know. I just there's something about it that I love the grit.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and give ourselves a little bit more room here. We're going to talk about how our buses have been unfunded, so which means it really is hurting the people up in the rural areas. But isn't that part of the agenda, is to get us out of the rural areas? And the other thing, the big thing besides that, and this is huge, but this next one, thank our legislature again, it has to do with pupils' rights in sex-segregated schools. So wait till you hear that. When we come back, if your hair is just smoldering right now, let me see if I can't fan it into some flame. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. How you doing this morning? Sweet dreams. Wake up, and it is Monday morning here, the 9th of January. 7:23 in the morning, currently 37 degrees downtown. Weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
They had a great weekend up there with, what's the...
Tracy, we took a photo session up there. It was a blast.
Yeah, but the and that was good. That's
had
that
really
great.
Good food. John Stadelli.
Lauer was up singing. Fabulous. Singing on Saturday night.
Chris Lauer.
Chris Lauer did a great job. That's what I've back to place. Great time. Okay, let's start talking about some things. Oh, first of all, this goes out to Fargy, one of our chat packers, and Fargy, our thoughts and prayers are with you during this time, and. I've gone through this before, and, it's tough. But, like I said, our thoughts and prayers go with you, as they do for another friend of ours, Charlie Moss. And, if you got a chance to, or you have a chance today to give up a thought and a prayer, besides for Fargy's mom, also for Charlie Moss, too. He's fighting a good fight. All right, buses. Our buses out here are losing state funding. And they, state cuts of $248 million. But what it does, it really hurts the people in the rural areas. Why? Because we need the buses to get our students to school. If you're in the cities, they've got different ways of handling it. And it's really affecting the small rural districts. his district will lose. In fact, the Mountain Union School District in Round Mountain will lose $78,000 in transportation funds out of the district's entire budget of $1 million. That amounts to a loss of about $1,100 per Mountain Union student. 26 times the average cut for California schools. I'm getting this from an article out of the Record Searchlight. But something we've been talking about, in fact, one of the school bus drivers, Daniel, called us and warned us about this back in early December. This was going to happen. This trigger represents another hit to rural districts that are already facing several other funding disadvantages. They face cuts whenever larger districts do. But we don't get the same increase. So what's happening is if you've got we no longer can get our kids to school on the bus system the way it was done before. They've got to take the money out of their own. They got to take it out of their own budgets, which is going to hurt. That means something else has to be taken out. Now, is this just another way to get people moved out of the rural areas into the urban areas? Can you say Agenda 21? Can you say the fact is the fire fees, the taking of the water from the people, the constantly chipping away at the school bus funding here, anything they can do to make it harder to live in the rural areas? That's something to think about. Now, in our last few minutes, somebody sent me this over on Facebook. I think it was Bruce Ross. Put it out. AB 266. That's pupil rights under sex-segregated schools, which means men and women, boys and girls in the schools. Representative Amiano, and I'm not sure, but I imagine, you know, without even thinking about it too hard and not looking him up, he's probably a Democrat. This happened January 4th. It's an amendment to that AB 266. Now, I'm going to read it to you. I'm kind of paraphrasing. I tried to get as much of it down as I could. Pupils are to be allowed to participate in sex-segregated school programs, activities, and facilities, okay, remember facilities, including athletic teams and competitions, with his or her gender identity irrespective of gender listed on the pupil's records. Okay, with her or his gender identity irrespective of gender listed on the pupil's records, which means that if it's Charlie, I'm going to just use this. If it's Sam in the morning and Sam says, you know, I'm really feeling like Samantha, that means then that they can be on the woman's team. I think that's exactly what it means. That they can use the school facilities. Does that mean the restrooms, the bathrooms, the shower facilities? Is that what this means? Can this really be true that when a student changes their gender, can they then participate on that school team? So I'm Bad Bob is 6'4" swimmer, but he's not as fast as the other guys. So if Bad Bob decides he wants to swim on the girls' team, says, you know what, I am feeling very feminine today.
Why do you pick me for this?
Because and then Bad Bob joins. Not only does he join the swim team, he gets to use their facilities. Does that mean their locker rooms? So that now we'll have guys who say they're girls or girls who say they're guys that can go into go into the boys' locker room or the girls' locker room, take your showers and train. Is that what this means? Is this where we've come to in California? Tell me that I'm reading this wrong. Please, somebody, look this up. I did look it up, though. I see it. It's in writing. Pupils be allowed to participate in sex-segregated school programs, activities, and facilities, including athletic teams, in competition with his or her gender identity, irrespective of what the gender is listed on the pupil's records.
Okay, let me get this straight. We can't get the budget straight for beans. But we're spending legislative time, money, and energy on this stuff?
We're saying is that if you feel like a boy this year, then you get to play in the boys' teams. If you feel kind of girly, you get to play on the girls' teams.
You get to
use their bathrooms. That's what it says. January 4th is when they pass this thing. I mean, you're looking at me, Linda, like, oh.
I'm listening.
I mean, I'm listening. I can't believe
this. Where else can I go?
All the things going on in this state the economy. Businesses leaving. Giving money to illegals. Letting illegals in. All of this. And now we've got to worry about Sam going into the girls' restroom. Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio. I don't make this up.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with stocks searching for direction. Investors keeping an eye on the developments in the Eurozone's debt crisis and preparing for the start of earnings season in the U.S. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also little changed. Alcoa unofficially kicks off earnings season when it reports after today's closing bell. The aluminum company is expected to post its first loss in 9 quarters. Alcoa announced last week it was scaling back smelting capacity in the U.S. Alcoa expects to take a restructuring charge from the cutbacks. The company's operations in Italy and Spain now also face reductions. And the head of the Swiss National Bank has resigned. Philip Hildebrand is immediately leaving his post in the midst of controversy over currency trades by his wife. Hildebrand's wife is a former hedge fund manager. She bought more than $400,000 worth of U.S. dollars just weeks before the Swiss Central Bank took steps to cap the rise of the franc. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 7:35 in the morning, January the 9th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're chatting to the chat room's open. Indie Guy, Daniel, John, Fargy, Frizzy, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bandsaw Blades. No, it's not. It's Bandsaw Blades is what they do, though. R&B sharpening. That's right, right down in Anderson. Just go on down and see. Judy and Bob have been there since November 20th, 1985. It is a great place if you need anything sharpened. Saws, knives, router bits, garden equipment, saw chains. They will make bandsaw blades while you wait, though. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. Or like I said, stop by 6915 East Side Road, Building 6. That's R&B Sharpening. I tell you, what a great couple they are. Another business that gives you so much value for your dollar. And they're local.
Okay, you guys, a little switch up here on Monday morning. We're really excited about having the cast members from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Say hi!
Hi!
You know how we are here. We love to be able to support everything local, including local theater. We have wonderful actors. I will say actors and actresses, but we always say actor. I'm an actor. So we're talking about You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, at the McLaughlin Theater. And with us, Victoria Graham, good morning.
Good morning. How
are you? And would you please introduce the cast members?
Oh, all right. Well, we have Mark Amaker, who is our Charlie Brown.
Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning.
Get in there, guy.
Hello.
Okay.
We have Spencer Deardorff, who is our Schroeder.
Hey.
Elizabeth Fitzgerald.
No, he is a Schroeder.
Oh, he is. Look at him.
He's in character right now.
Yeah. And I think we do have our chat cameras up, so if anybody who's on the internet right now can see your faces, you may wave. That only happens here in the morning, by the way.
Oh,
go ahead,
wow.
Victoria. Who else?
There's Elizabeth Fitzgerald, who is definitely our Lucy.
Good morning.
And we have Joran.
Your middle Antero Toll.
Antero Toll.
Love it.
Gorgeous name. And he is our wonderful Linus.
Oh.
And I will be playing Sally.
Oh, you make a great Sally. Okay, so let's talk about You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It's the musical.
Yeah.
That's right.
So how many musical numbers are there?
Pretty much the whole show is a musical.
Well, it's
about...
Well, is there more music than singing? Well, is it like a true, like, and so you go to the store today?
There are larger numbers, group numbers, and then we all have our kind of individual moments. And it is a day in the life of Charlie Brown. But it's made from the various moments that you would have seen in the comic strip over since the 50s. This strip has been going on until, of course, when Mr. Schultz passed away in the 2000. And so let's say a combination of moments, and you'll know them. There's the kite.
Does Lucy pull the football away from Charlie?
Actually, no, we do not pull the football away from Charlie, but we do have the iconic scene where Lucy's, you know, laying against the piano and admiring Schroeder. So, and she does mess with Charlie Brown a lot.
Oh, she messes all the time.
Charlie spends a nice scene at her psychiatrist booth.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like the life of Carl and Linda. Okay, now, we've got a couple tickets here, but before we go and we give away tickets, let's talk about the dates.
Okay,
well, the show will be running January 12th, 13th, and 14th, the 20th, and the 21st. Doors open at 6:15 and curtains at 7 o'clock. Tickets for those dates are $15. We also have a special Sunday matinee, January 15th. Doors open at 1:15 and the curtain is at 2 o'clock, and tickets for that are $10. And following the Sunday show is a really great experience for anybody who's, you know, a theater, loves theater, and we're going to be doing an actor's question and answer with
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
that
audience will be
super.
Able to ask this question.
And that's free to anybody who'd like to come after
Absolutely.
That performance.
Kind of like James Lipton, you know, does I love that whole thing where you can go with the actor's studio afterwards. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot because that's what I do. I know it's early in the morning, so ma. Can you just give us like a line of, let's say, when we come in and it's the big number where you all come together and probably your favorite thing to do?
Okay. You want to do what we did?
All right. Remember, everyone, this is a mood piece. You must paint a picture with music, and words. And concentrate. Very nice.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're the kind every minder we need. You have humility, nobility, and a sense of honor that is very rare indeed.
Oh, yay! This is what I love about the beautiful quality, the pro quality we have with our actors here in Reading. And so we encourage everyone to please attend. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
This is a very family friendly show. Really great for adults, but great for kids. And although we were all adults, we are playing kids, so.
And thank you, Wade, from We Multimedia for directing this, wonderful event. And thank you, actors. Thank you for the cast members of A Good Man, Charlie Brown. Any closing thoughts? We have 1 minute, and then we're going to give these tickets away.
We do have a great staff behind us. Mm-hmm. Wade is our producer on the show, and Amanda Brandt is our director. Christy Weber is a great choreographer, and Brian Bassetti is our awesome vocal and music director.
That's right.
So it's a great show.
Thanks, oh, my goodness. They're amazing.
Well, you're amazing, and it takes, you know, talent to inspire talent. Thank you so much for coming on KCNR this morning, and we're going to take our first caller here, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And you're going to get two free tickets to admit at any one of the shows for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And the phones are ringing. We'll announce the winners right after the break.
And we're not going to take that break right now till Bad Bob picks up the phone, because it'll give him a break here. Because we do this to him right at the end, where we always say, right when he's getting ready to push 12 buttons, that we're going to give away a ticket.
Okay,
do you have any more tickets? It sounds like more people are calling. Do you have any more tickets you want to give away?
Yes, we do. We'll give another set of tickets away.
To the second caller,
too. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you for having us.
So stay on the phone. Okay, when we when we come back today, we've got Jim Reed will be here at 8 o'clock. When we're talking, we're going to be talking politics with him about what he would like to do to change up what's going on in the state as the U.S. congressional delegate. And, okay, the first person who won tickets to Charlie Brown is Mike. And congratulations, Mike. And we'll just come on down here to the station, and we'll have those tickets for you. We'll talk a bit more about it. Well, more people are calling. We've already given away our second set of tickets. So we're going to, as soon as we get that. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will. I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, we're going to hear the, ow! Where's it going? There we go.
It's a good thing you heard it. Good thing you heard it. It's going to pinch you right then. And everybody can hear it.
Congratulations, Mike and Jody. Each one of you won 2 tickets for Charlie Brown. And listen, tomorrow and the next day, we're going to be giving those away all week.
That's right. And come on down here, 1326 Market Street.
Get your tickets under your name.
Get your tickets. That's right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say? Jeff Wurst does great work. He guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield over 2 years ago. He fixed it. You can't see it. It works. He can fix cracks up to 24 inches, over 24 inches on your windshield. His number is 530-241-8373, and he's down at 3208 South Market Street. Let me tell you, he gives great deals. He guarantees his work. What can I say? Except that here's a guy that genuinely cares about what he does. When you go down, you get almost get a class on, if you want it, on how you can repair windshields and why taking them to other places like the guys on the side of the road that will fix it for $20 may not be the best idea. Okay.
Well, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Jim Reed. He just walked in the house in about 10 minutes. But first, let's get to the phones. Daniel, you're live on KCNR. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Reporting for duty.
Hey, Daniel. Oh, I put something Daniel's in the chat pack. Daniel, you're the one that first introduced us to this taking away the funding for our buses. Does that stop kids going to school, or just make it a lot harder? What's the story on this?
Well, the reality is just because you can't ride the bus doesn't mean that by the law you cannot get to school.
So
to answer your question, that just means it's going to make it more difficult to get to school.
Okay, now do the school districts go out of their own funds to keep the buses running?
Well, that's at least to my knowledge, the way the Enterprise School District has done. I haven't had opportunity to talk to the other districts around the area, but I'm going to assume that many of them are going to do the same thing.
Well, they've got to. That's the only way. I mean, these kids have got to get to school, and it's not like being downtown. We take a disproportionate amount of money away from our students than they do down into the urban districts, but obviously people that are down in the assembly don't really care.
Well, that's because they get all their pet projects, like creating new classroom requirements that we don't really need, and I'll pick on one that just happened to become law, which was the requiring the students to learn the contributions of the gay community to society. And if a person had made a contribution, I really don't think it matters what their sexual agenda or their various proclivities are.
Hear, hear.
No, you're right. You're absolutely true. You know, we had, I don't know if you heard Friday, but we had a gent on talking about the prison system who'd been in prison. He was a guard for 28 years into management and all that.
the things he talked about, we've had nothing but just, you know, great response from people want him back. But one of the things he said, they put a $450 million hospital in the middle of San Quentin that they don't use, or they use so little, because anything that happens, they refer them out to the nearby hospitals. That the head of surgery there, who makes more money than the president of the United States, doesn't do surgery there. So they could have used that $400 million, I think, in the education side for at least giving people, kids, rides to school in the rural areas.
Well, that particular gentleman there, that doctor, I think, if I remember the article, he was making like $750,000 to do nothing.
Well, there was another one also that was making something. No, this was a different one that was because of the problems with his license. He was being paid but not allowed to practice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, anyway, but going back to this, Daniel, it seems like it's just another attempt to push people out of the rural areas and push them closer into town.
Well, I'm not surprised. You know, I have a cousin who worked with the census, and, you know, I read all these things, and why I do, I don't know. It's pretty good, insomniac cure. But the census actually has been showing that people have been moving from the rural areas back towards the cities.
Well, they make it so very, very hard for people who are in rural areas to you see what's happening with the water wars, you see what's happening with rights. In fact, there's something that's reached national attention today regarding fees. It's gone all the way up into the
Supreme Court. who bought some property in a rural area, and the EPA
to build their dream home.
Yeah, the EPA has stopped them from doing it, has not given them any reason, but said that if they touch any more of the land, it's going to be $35,000 a day in fines, but yet won't say what it has to be done. So here we are with, and that's going to the Supreme Court, and should never have gotten to that level. But those people, the Sacketts and their lawyers, are going to be on this week to talk about what happens when an agency is out of control like that.
Well, that gets right back to the basics of the Constitution. What does the government really have the authority to do? And, we're stepping so far into the real bad areas of the separation of powers, because we're seeing the Congress being usurped by the authority of the courts, because the courts are saying, no, we're the ones that create the law of the land, whereas the Constitution says that Congress does that and the courts are to interpret those laws.
Yeah. Hey, we got to run, Daniel. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, and happy Monday to you. Have a great week.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here.
Absolutely. When we come back, we have a couple things that we want to talk to you about that's happening in the headlines. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Flint Black in concert.
Just killing time.
From killing time to taillights, Flint Black is part of the soundtrack of country music. Critics from coast to coast are calling Flint Black shows the ones to remember. Flint Black in concert. February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Flint Black.
You tell me who the strong one.
February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Tickets are on sale now at WindRiverCasino.com. 1-800-280-UWIN or visit our gift shop. More info at ClintBlack.com. Don't miss Clint Black in concert. Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Currently 37 degrees downtown. This is KCNR1460. How are you this morning on this Monday? Looks like we're going to have patchy frost before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's sunny with a high near 64, light northeast wind. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of around 37. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This Saturday, if you're looking for live music, Charles Valona and his wonderful guitar vocals will be out there.
Valona will be there?
Charles Valona.
And then next
Saturday
weekend
night.
Will be?
Yes. I'll be there the 21st with my trio. Come out and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal prepared by Jeff John Stadelli. We want to talk about weather.
Well, let me talk about this first. We have a newest member, or not newest member, but a member of our chat room. His son was just in here. He plays Schroeder.
Oh,
you know what, Ron? He was in character. He was ready to go. So it was cute. So
I understand.
Congratulations.
I think Schroeder's the one they're building. They looked at the engine in Quinn's office and said, hey. And they thought it was really cool because Mike Quinn decides to leave engines, block engines, around for a year.
Anybody want a GTO engine?
So I guess they're building a 61-something, I overheard. Mike said, see, some people think it's cool. Well, anyway, so neither here nor there. You know, you might be kissing the ground today and be happy for the weather because in there's totally National Guard troops have arrived in Cordova to help the Alaska fishing town dig out from massive snows that have collapsed roofs, trapped some people in homes, and triggered avalanches. They're used to snow, but not like this season. The guards reported more than 18 feet of snow has fallen over the past weeks, although the National Weather Service did not immediately have a measurement. So they're saying there's nowhere to go with snow because it's
snowware
piled up
to go.
So high.
Did you say that? Snowware to go?
Nowhere to go.
Did you say
nowhere to go?
Snow business like show. Yeah.
I can't believe you said there's snow.
There's more quantity that can be handled. So they've got building collapses, building. So just be thinking, okay, you know anybody in Cordova? You might do a shout out and wish them well. So it's just funny how we're like, we need rain, and the other part of our country is, you know,
we need rain bad. But you know, if you look around, they're having some snows, but. And even in New York, somebody was telling the other day, it was absolutely warm back there. So there's something going on, and it was, you know, then it gets down into the 30s and, you know, in Florida. So what can I say? Okay, Jim Reed is in our offices here, and we'll have him on when we come back talking about the election season is going to start heating up now. It's after Christmas. It's after New Year's. People are starting to take a look at what's going to happen in our country. Who's going to be running our country? The New Hampshire primaries, big. They were on, and a lot of it's all you saw over the weekend was what's going to happen in New Hampshire primaries. What's going to happen on the New Hampshire primaries? Well, right now it looks like Romney by a big lead in the primaries, and watches the other people like attack each other. I think I think Santorum's in there. Let me see. Well, Ron Paul looks like he may run strong. I think Newt is putting his eggs into the South Carolina, Florida. So it's
not
gonna be,
sure about that one.
Well, you know, we gotta see what happens here. Of course, we do have one or two people here that are kind of excited about Ron Paul.
Oh yes. Oh, yes.
You have a capacity for understatement.
Well, you know what? You got to love. I mean, our chat pack is in here. And, I mean, they are just, you know, you say Ron Paul, and he is the savior. He is the savior. In fact, there'll be fiery letters written in the sky in New Hampshire saying vote Ron Paul, according to them. All right. Okay, when we come back, let's talk politics. Let's talk about what Jim Reed wants to do. Let's talk about what Jim Reed can do for our part of the country here.
And he's running on the Democratic ticket.
That's right. If he can unseat Congressman Wally Herger. We'll be right back right after the news. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney, embracing New Hampshire.
I love you.
And he's still leading big in the polls. Ron Paul seems to be running second.
The campaign has picked up a lot of steam and a lot of interest.
This the day before the Republican presidential primary. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Manchester.
Dave, Rick Santorum telling supporters here not to count him out.
When people think, oh, it's just big money and it's big endorsement, it's the big super PACs. Well, we proved that wrong in Iowa.
Santorum stumping for last-minute votes at Nashua, southern border city. John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich also making stops there, too. Gingrich attacking Romney hard, he says, because he has to.
I don't believe if the other person sets the standard of being very tough that you can back off and you look like you can't defend yourself.
The first ballots will be cast at midnight, as tradition holds, in the tiny town of Dixville Notch in northern New Hampshire, Dave.
Jeff, an American could be executed in Iran. That's from a courtroom today where Amir Hekmati was given the death penalty, convicted of working with the CIA. His family says he's not a spy, that he was in Iran visiting his grandmother. Hekmati has 20 days to appeal. A military court in San Diego today hears opening statements in the trial of a U.S. Marine accused of leading a squad that killed 24 Iraqi civilians in Haditha more than 6 years ago. Detroit fails to win honors at the auto show. In Detroit, both the car and truck of the year are foreign.
The Hyundai Elantra and the Range Rover Evoque are the stars in Detroit this year. A previously selected list of finalists is given to 50 automotive journalists who make the final vote.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. It's not news that there is snow on the ground in Alaska. It is when it's 18 feet deep, piled so high in the town of Cordova, the National Guard has come in to help. The snow trapped some residents, collapsed roofs, and triggered avalanches, all of it falling in the last few weeks. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
She was cheered. Leading the Pledge of Allegiance at a vigil last night, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords honored along with other victims 1 year after the Arizona shooting rampage that left six dead and nearly killed her.
Dr. Michael LaMole is a neurosurgeon who helped Giffords after she was shot. He says she surpassed so many milestones in recovery, but that he deflects this question. Can Giffords continue to serve in Congress effectively?
If I say she can go and she doesn't, somehow she's fallen short of some artificial expectation. And if I say she can't, then I'm in some way limiting her.
Trauma doctor Peter Ree says, yes, she absolutely can serve in Congress.
It's not that she can't think. She can't think and rationalize and judgment, and all those things are there. It takes a little longer for her to get her feelings and emotions out.
She will have to decide in the next few months if she'll run again. In Tucson, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
In New Zealand, they say environmental damage seems to be small after a wrecked cargo ship split in two over the weekend, spilling about 400 tons of fuel oil when it ran aground back in October, killing thousands of seabirds. A thriller in the NFL playoffs. The Denver Broncos beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in overtime. New York Giants also beat the Atlanta Falcons yesterday to advance in the playoffs. Tonight, it's college football's title game.
Based on their November meeting, don't expect a high-scoring national championship tonight in New Orleans.
LSU remains undefeated.
Louisiana State beat Alabama 9-6 in overtime on CBS. Despite the loss,
we got another chance. A lot of people never get them second chances like we did.
Running back Trent Richardson of Alabama, whose defense is actually ranked ahead of LSU's, barely.
Alabama is known as the number one defense in the nation, so we're just going to be out there battling to see who's number one.
LSU safety Brandon Taylor. It's the first time teams from the same conference play for the Bowl Championship Series title. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 4 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05, January the 9th. It is the first, it's the beginning of the second week of January, and this year is already starting to move out. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. And I can just see right there Daniel and Indy and John and Frizzy and Ron and the rest. We're also streaming out live over via the video. Go to live stream and look up Free Fire Radio. And they'll be there, and you can see us in the studio, which is good and bad. But first, let's go to the phones here. Elizabeth, good morning. It's Monday.
Good morning. Yeah, being able to see you on or see anybody on a video could be a good thing or a bad thing, huh?
Yeah. It could really be bad for me.
You have to remember when not to scratch.
We have to really know when we're on, too, because sometimes I'm not used to us being on right then. So.
Well, good morning to everybody. Wanted to call and talk about the Reading Tea Party tonight.
Okay.
We're meeting at 6 o'clock. At 2570 South Bonneview Road, that is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And we've got some different options for tonight. Still finalizing details, but we will possibly have our new police chief come in and talk to us about what the future looks like in the city of Reading from a law enforcement perspective. And if his schedule does not allow that, we'll have Tom Basenko. And we also, either this week or next week, we'll be showing a video that teaches people how to attend public meetings. And when you can attend public meetings that are put on by the state agencies, that's how you kind of get a leg up and a heads up on what's going to be happening specifically in your area and sometimes in your own neighborhood. So keep tuned for the next couple of weeks. We've got a lot of good stuff going on.
Okay. Now, does that mean if you attend a government meeting, do they provide the pitchforks and the torches before you go in there, or do you bring your own on that?
I'll tell you something that's kind of interesting. You have to bring your own. But most of these state agencies now, they see themselves as law enforcement agencies. So I've been to fish and game meetings. I've been to state water board meetings. There are always armed guards.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they're afraid of the people that they're in the process of bending over right now.
Yeah, isn't that bad?
Can you believe that? And you know what? I remember that there was a group of people that got together, and Sheriff Tom Basenko was in the group, kind of leading the group, that talking about off-road stuff, and they were met by heavily armed bureaucrats there who were afraid, who were actually embarrassed to be there. Because of the fright because bureaucrats are afraid of being held responsible for making these decisions. They're not elected. They're not elected, so we can't do anything about it. So what happens is they get appointed to a job for years. They get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to do these jobs. Mm-hmm. They get these huge in many cases, huge retirement packages, but they're not being held responsible. If you have an elected official, at least every 2 to 4 years, we can go, or 6 years at the very least, and say, you know what, I've had enough of this. We're going to, you know, we're recalling you by voting you out. But you can't do that with bureaucrats.
Yeah, and that's a misunderstanding that a lot of people have. They think that if they can change who they vote for, that everything else will change as well.
No, you got to change the bureaucracy.
Massive layers of bureaucracy underneath these elected officials. That's where the problem is.
You know,
I just wanted to let you guys know, I think you'll enjoy knowing this, that Aaron and I got an email from a listener in South Korea.
Oh, cool.
So KCNR does stream worldwide.
We stream worldwide. We do. We get
they heard about the station in passing in South Korea.
Well, cool. In passing,
I share that with you.
It's probably
a North Korean spy. Watch
isn't
out.
Isn't that cool, though?
What's their name? Jungkook. Okay, I'm just wondering. Okay, hey,
well,
thanks a lot. Okay,
it's actually an American.
Okay.
Who
is in the military
working over there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell him to pass that around to all his friends.
That probably is from a Facebook post.
Could be.
What do you bet?
That's the beauty of social media.
Another thing
that could go one way or the other.
Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth, we really just appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning and again tonight, 5:30
at 6.
At 6.
6 o'clock, yeah. 6
okay.
o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, and we do appreciate you as well.
Great.
Thanks a lot. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Crystal Sondak, with the Market Minute.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the new trading week, and the markets are in negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11 points at 12,348. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1275, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 6 points at 2667. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 190 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 16 cents at $19.02. Intel's up 6 cents at $25.34. Microsoft down 33 cents at $27.79. While Apple's up $2.36 at $4.24.81. Of local interest, Safeway up 19 cents at $21.42. North Valley Bank down 13 cents at $9.42. While AT&T is off 14 cents at $29.54. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 65 cents a barrel at $100.91. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $6 an ounce at $16.10.90, while silver's up 8 cents an ounce at $28.80. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Chris.
Welcome back.
That's the Wells Fargo moment. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages coming up. Jim Reed.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. We're going to go right into this because we have Jim Reed with us, and of course, he's our Democratic nominee. Hi.
Hi, Linda and Carl. Thank you for having me again.
Well, you know what? We want to have every candidate on. And so we can have the people listen to them. We try, you know, people ask us for endorsements. We don't give endorsements or any of that because we want people to hear the candidate, find out what they're thinking, and our listeners are very bright and can figure out who they want to vote for without us, you know, saying anything. But you've run before. You ran in the last congressional
2010
election, 2010, and you're back again.
That's true.
So talk to us about that.
Well, first of all, in 2010, I got 43% of the vote. As a Democrat, I considered that actually good in a year that wasn't good for Democrats. After all, there's a lot of people in both the Republican and Democratic parties that just vote the party line. I think because I'm a middle-of-the-road person, I'm pretty much in the middle of the spectrum from a political standpoint. I emphasize local as opposed to national issues. I think there's a lot of people that supported me last time, and so 43% has just fallen 7% short. Now, since that time, there's been a change in the district. The core counties from last time, by the way, we've moved from the second congressional district to now the first congressional district, but the core counties from before are still there. Siskiyou, Shasta, Tehama, still there. Siskiyou, Shasta, Tehama, and Butte. But the southern counties, Sutter and Yuba counties, which were basically Wally Herger territory where he grew up, those are now gone. And in its place are all the counties along the Nevada border starting at Oregon, Modoc, Lassen, Plumas, Sierra, Nevada, and a little bit of Placer counties. And I see that as a positive development for me because living in Fall River Mills, I work in Modoc and Lassen counties almost as much as I work in Shasta County, so I'm known there. And those counties tend to be more declined estate, not Republican as opposed to Democrat, but declined estate, and tend to go with local issues over national issues. So I feel that as a starter, I'm pretty close, and I just have to work harder than the rest of the candidates.
Well, as we talked earlier too, though, with under this new open primary monstrosity that's been pushed onto us by the Democratic Party, from Sacramento, of course, that it's whoever gets the most votes goes into the general election. They've eliminated parties and some, two parties in the final general election. I don't understand that premise.
Well, I'm not sure I like it either, but there was about 20% of the people in the district that were what they called declined estate, neither Republicans or Democrats, and I always thought those people wanted to be declined estate because they could vote for anybody they wanted in the primary.
Yeah.
That's eliminated with this open primary. As a Democrat, you can vote for anybody. As a Republican, you can vote for anybody. And it's possible that two Republicans or even two Democrats could be in the
general election.
Exactly. And from my perspective, this is because it's a change, I'm not exactly sure how I should be campaigning. I think that without working too hard in the next couple months, I will come in first or second in the primary and be in the November election, which means I can save the campaign money for the second part of the campaign after June rather than spending it now.
Well,
we want to share with our listeners and our chat room, 605-4567. If you have a question for Jim Reed, now's the time. Jim has to be in court in about 30 minutes. So we want to make sure that you get your questions out in this time with Jim Reed this morning, or you can go to KCNR1460.com.
Okay. Now, Jim, I know you talk about the local, but as we're talking about it at a national level. So you, Jim Reed, as a Democrat, the president is Barack Obama. How do you feel about his issues and the things he's done?
Well, I talked about this in the last campaign, and I'll be talking about it in this next campaign. Even though I'm a registered Democrat, I consider myself completely independent. I think the corporations and the unions are well represented in Congress. I think the special interests are well represented in Congress. But the people in our district, they don't feel like they have a voice. They haven't had a voice in 25 years. And what I think I bring to the table, and the reason I'm in this race, is I want to be that voice of the people in our district. I'm not going to be voting party lines. I'm not going to even be voting what I personally feel is the most important thing. I'm going to be trying to represent the people and give them a voice.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. BC.
Good morning.
You're on live with Jim Reed.
Well, good morning, Carl and Jim. I do have a little question. It would probably be more for a California congressman than a federal, the other congressman. But This illegal immigration situation is completely out of control, and California's budget, the Jerry Brown, will not touch the $10.5 billion that's going out for illegal immigrations. And what's his thoughts on that? Doing something about this illegal rather than putting it off in the 500 boards and commission guys, that's sacred cows for these mostly Democrats, too.
Well, BC, first of all, I agree with you. The immigration problem is a terrific problem, and the federal government has basically ignored that issue for many, many years, and that's why the states feel like they've got to start taking action. But it's not it shouldn't be a state action. It should be a federal action, and the time has come for the federal government to take this and make this a really important issue. Unfortunately, 2012 being an election year, it's probably going to look a lot like 2011, where basically we had gridlock in Congress. I doubt if we're going to get anything done on the immigration issue, but it's probably one of the biggest issues we need to face as a nation.
Well, we got to take a break here, and we got some other questions. But when we come back, I want to ask you that specifically, what you would do about illegal immigration, because that's what they're getting at. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We got to take a quick break. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com. or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 37 degrees in the downtown studios. And we're going to have a up until 10 o'clock. It looks like we have a little bit of a morning frost call. With our temperatures reaching to 64 today, our partly cloudy forecast for this evening with lows of around 37. We've got wonderful questions going off in the chat
room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. It's 37 degrees out there. Get your latte and get your great coffee and your cappuccino and everything from Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Congressional District, 1st District. That is just brand new. Running against the incumbent. So Jim Reed is here today, and we've got all types of people on the line, all types of other questions. Would you consider yourself a moderate or a progressive there?
No, I am a moderate. As I said earlier, I'm pretty much middle of the road. I'm not a progressive.
Okay, let's go to the phones then. John, good morning. Do you have a question for Mr. Reed?
Yes, Carl, I do. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. And Bad Bob and Diane, and I'm sure that if Bob Martin's still there, he too. Good morning, Jim Reed. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. I'm fine.
Listen, it's been recently reported that there were 400,000 deported illegal aliens in 2011, the most ever. Would you support an effort to increase that number of deportees, and do you agree with the concept of moving them out of this country?
Well, in general, yes, but let me just say this. When you say illegal, that means they committed a crime.
They did. They entered the country illegally.
Exactly.
That's a crime.
Exactly. So I think that crime should be treated as there should be an intent element to that crime. So, for instance, if the intent was enter the United States to commit a crime, to sell drugs, to raise marijuana, the book should be thrown at them. They should not only be deported, but there should be an agreement with Mexico that they be in prison so they can't come back. On the other hand...
Wow.
All right. On the other hand, if the person has a family that's starving in Mexico and comes over to the border to earn enough money so that his family is no longer starving, I think that person we should be sympathetic with.
Wait a minute, Jim.
Okay.
If I kick the door of a bank in and steal some money because my family's hungry... It's okay?
No, that's committing a crime. The book should be thrown at
it. Breaking into this country is a crime as well. Even if I broke into the bank and didn't take any money, it would still be a crime.
I agree. And all I'm saying is the punishment should not be as harsh if the intent is to feed your family rather than to commit a crime.
I'm not talking about harshness. I'm talking about sending them back out of the country, back to where they came from.
Right.
That's not harsh. That's legal.
Well, and as you pointed out, more people have been deported this last year than any time in the past.
Jim, I'm really concerned, and I'm going to put it right out there because you're a candidate and you need to know this, that fuzzy-headed thinking of trying to justify breaking the law by saying that there was an intent to feed the family is just fuzzy-headed thinking, and it's not going to get you elected.
Well, I appreciate your input.
That's my candor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks, John.
Well, we have some other questions from the chat room, Jim. And
the NDAA, the right to hold people that Barack Obama signed and said, even though it's unconstitutional, he still signed it. For the NDAA, indefinite detention without trial for U.S. citizens.
Well, first of all... We needed that bill to be passed because we needed to fund the military.
Right, and it was just added on to it.
And that was, as you say, an add-on. Now, personally, I'm against the suspension of the habeas corpus. Can we really trust bureaucrats to determine whether these people are terrorists or not? I think once they're characterized as terrorists, they have to have some ability to come before a court so that the court can determine whether they really are terrorists or not. And so holding somebody in prison for 7 years without giving them a chance to prove they weren't a terrorist, I think is something that it actually embarrasses me as a U.S. citizen.
So why do you think Obama does that?
You know, I can't understand. In fact, when he ran for election, I thought that was one of the things he promised that he would stop. and he hasn't done it.
No, in fact, he strengthened that. And
yeah.
In fact, he has strengthened a lot of these laws that are taking rights away from citizens. And so are you, as if you're elected, will stand up and say the first thing you're going to do is write a law that says get rid of this?
Well, I'm strongly behind getting rid of it. As I say, it embarrasses me as a U.S. citizen that it's happening. I will do all I can as a congressman to change that policy.
What can we do to repeal the NDAA? This is a question that just came in.
You know, that's a difficult question because...
you won't be the only representative type that we're going to be asking this question
okay.
to, by the way.
Well, first of all, I want it repealed. I will do what I can, but that means working within the confines of Congress, which, as you know, is dysfunctional right now, and getting anything passed is extremely difficult. Last year, less laws were passed than any time in my memory. And it's gotten to be such a bipartisan thing that just nothing is being done. And that's why I think that as a moderate, as a person in the middle, maybe I can bring some sanity to Congress.
Okay. No, I'm not laughing at you. You know that. I'm not. I'm just.
You have to believe that.
You have to believe that. You have to believe we can bring sanity to Congress.
I mean, why do you think we started a radio station? We have to be involved. If we're going to do it, we're going
to
do it.
We need to, you know, people need to have a voice, you know. So we're getting ready to, I think we got 1 minute. We don't have enough time for a question. We'll just kind of, I want to come back. We want to talk. I guess we got people on calling in, too. I want to talk to you about what's going on in Water Wars up in Siskiyou County, because that's part of the local, fabric that you said you want to support. I want to talk about the veterans issues.
Right.
Because we need to know how you stand on veterans issues. That, to me, is extremely important.
Okay.
So then we have that. And I think then you had another question, or you had something else you wanted to address, but we've only got like 15 minutes left. Do you have what, jury duty?
No, I actually have a court appearance. I was supposed to be in court at 8:30, but I've asked the judge to trail my matter until the end of the calendar.
Is that because you're defending somebody, or you're the defendant?
No.
just kidding.
No,
just kidding.
I'm an attorney.
Carl in the Pot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Democrat Jim Reed, who's running for the congressional district spot here against Wally Herger. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. With the first votes cast at midnight, Republican presidential candidates don't have much time to convince voters he's their guy. Mitt Romney has a big lead in the polls, with the rest just trying to make it look good. Ron Paul in Hollis, New Hampshire.
Instead of the government being a protector of liberty, the government has become a distributor of wealth.
Rick Santorum and John Huntsman also seeing an uptick in recent polls. Newt Gingrich attacking Romney's record as Massachusetts governor.
47th place in job creation, $700 million in tax increases.
Rick Perry campaigning in South Carolina today. That primary is a week from Saturday. A man's charged with planning to bomb and shoot up the Tampa, Florida area. Sami Omsakax, a naturalized citizen from Yugoslavia, his arrest after a long sting operation. Prosecutors call him a Muslim extremist. They say he made a video and tried on a bomb belt. Fox News. You report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, January 9th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Go there. Good prices. Veterans get discounts. Great haircuts. I can't say enough about the place, and I'll say more tomorrow. But our guest for this rest of this 15 or 20 minutes is Democrat Jim Reed, who is running for office to be our congressman from the 1st District. We've got people on the line and 100 questions here, but let's go to the lines. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you today?
Good morning.
We're fine. Do you have a question?
Yeah, Mr. Reed, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Jay. How are you?
Doing great. I have a question, and I apologize if somebody already asked it. When it comes to Obamacare, where do you stand, sir?
Well, I was disappointed with the health care bill, but I knew there something had to be done. So we've got what we've got, and we need to really make some changes and improve it. The health care system, in my view, was broken. Unfortunately, the Obamacare bill didn't really fix it.
So are you in favor of revoking it, or you just want to fiddle around with it to try to make it better? Where do you stand on that, sir?
No, I don't want to revoke it. I want to improve it. I want to change it so that it actually does what it was intended to do originally, which is hold down health care costs.
Are you for a national insurance plan?
What aspects would you like to change, sir?
Well, I don't think the actual bill, the way it was passed, did anything to keep health care costs down. It was strictly getting people insured that weren't insured before. So it was basically a health insurance bill rather than a bill that keeps health care costs down. So everything that I would want to do to improve that bill would be directed at keeping our health care costs under control.
Tort reform?
Tort reform, California's had that now for over 30 years, meaning that the general damages are limited to $250,000 in California. It hasn't done a darn thing to keep the insurance costs in California down. In fact, California's insurance costs are higher than most places in the other states.
So you don't think there's a place for tort reform as part of the health care reform?
No, I just don't see that as effective.
What about being able to buy insurance from other states?
Well, as long as the I'm in favor of a free market of buying insurance, as long as those companies in other states have to abide by the same rules as the in-state insurance companies.
So you basically want to come up with one set of rules for all of them, for the entire, instead of every state having their own set of rules?
Well, that would work. Or if you're going to buy insurance from out of state, those insurance companies just have to comply with the rules of that particular state. So either way.
So if I buy something from Louisiana, just to spout out a state's name, they'd have to follow all the rules of California.
That's correct.
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, sir. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Jay. Jay's our taxi cab, our yellow cab philosopher. Okay, our guest, Jim Reed, we've got other questions coming in here. Donna, I believe, is on the line. Donna, good morning. Do you have a question for Mr. Reed?
Yes, I do. I have supported that Congressman Herger over the years because he's very consistent with his pro-life vote. And so where do you stand on that? And I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay. I have always opposed abortions from a personal standpoint. If somebody came to me thinking about an abortion, I would do everything to convince them not to get an abortion. However, I think the existing right of a woman to choose is not a right that should be taken away from women. I don't think rights should be taken away from anyone. So it's a tough question, but I come down on the right to choose.
So you are...
I just like...
Pro-choice.
It's the right to choose.
A woman's right to choose, exactly.
Okay. Going back to the health care plan, one of the big parts was the national insurance plan where you're forced to buy insurance.
The mandate.
The mandate. What's your stand on that?
You know, the question I get a lot is the Supreme Court going to uphold that or not uphold that? And I've swung both ways on this over time because originally I said, how could the Supreme Court enforce that mandate, even though I know states can do it? I mean, in California, we can force you to get automobile insurance. But can the federal government...
That's because you're driving a car.
That's right.
I mean, they can't force you to buy automobile insurance if I don't drive a car.
Well, that's true.
So, I mean, that argument doesn't hold anything. My question is how do you feel about the national insurance plan where you're forced to own or buy insurance from the federal government?
Well, first of all, Carl, I disagree with your analysis on the drivers because everybody is eventually going to need some sort of health care.
And maybe that's true, but we're talking about automobiles there and being forced to buy automobile insurance. You're not forced to buy automobile insurance if you don't have an automobile. If I don't have a car, you can't force me to buy that.
But what I'm saying is you have a body, and someday you're going to need health care. And so if you choose not to have health care insurance, you're relying on the government to take care of you when that emergency comes up. That just isn't right.
Well, okay, but that's got nothing to do with the statement that if the state of California can force you to buy auto insurance. You're right. If you drive an auto, you should have insurance, and if you don't have insurance, you shouldn't be driving. But me as a citizen, can the government force me to buy health insurance? And I mean, can the United States government force me to buy health insurance?
Well, in the present system, where if you choose not to, but yet when you have a heart attack, the emergency room must take you. I mean, that's not a system that I think works. And the mandate, again, the issue is, can the federal government do it, since we know that the states can? And I don't know what the Supreme Court is going to do on that. But I do know this. In order to pay for what we needed to have done, all those people insured that couldn't get insurance, they had pre-existing conditions and so on, the only way we could finance that was with that mandate.
So do you agree with the mandate?
In other words, I'm saying, yes, I think there should be a mandate. Whether it's constitutional or not, the jury's out on that, and I'll wait to see what the Supreme Court does with
okay.
it.
We got a bunch of questions
and
coming
I've only
from
got
the
about
chat room.
Time for one more.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what, let's just keep going here then.
How do you feel about the position on
the fairness doctrine?
Okay, so tell me a little bit more what the fairness doctrine is.
Well, we're just going by a chat.
I think the fairness doctrine they're talking about, if I got this right, is it's not a good question because the fairness doctrine
is a requirement that those who are accessing the public airwaves are forced to air all sides of any particular issue.
But that I think that's been put away for something else. Mm. I think that was already gone. Okay, we'll go past that one. The
fire tax is coming up in the chat.
Oh, the fire tax. Oh, no, let's go up to the Siskiyou County water. That's something we can talk about. The Department of Fish and Game wants to regulate how much water the farmers and ranchers
Yeah, that's a really difficult situation up there. It's hard to imagine how taking down dams is an economical and logical thing to do. And so I fully understand the side of the people that want to keep those dams in place. And the fact of the matter is I'm also sympathetic with the power company that under the rules are required to spend billions of dollars to upgrade those dams, and they just don't want to do it, and they'd rather just walk away, and I sympathize with that. So in general, and I've sat through Board of Supervisor meetings on this issue up in Siskiyou County, it's just such a difficult issue, but if I have to choose, and I don't feel real comfortable about this choice, I have to come down on the side of keeping the dams.
Okay. And then the water rights for the people there, where the Department of Fish and Game wants them to sign pieces of paper that they will give away their water rights so they can have more fish in the streams?
Well, this is general water rights for all federal roles. I mean, the Sacramento River is one of those that's regulated by the federal government because the Shasta Dam was built with federal money. You know, one little shot at Mr. Herger. When the new Congress came in last year, they were going to cut $100 billion from the budget, and a congressman down in the southern part of the state slipped in this provision that said, and there will be no federal regulation of the Sacramento River and its delta. Well, that's the one reason we're able to keep our water up here up north. And so if we eliminated those federal regulations, our water would flow unimpeded to Southern California. Mr. Herger either didn't see that when it was put in the bill or didn't object to that. And I think it's universal. Everybody up here in the North State realizes we don't want our water flowing to the Southern California golf courses and swimming pools and that sort of thing.
You mean keeping the desert alive in Palm Desert?
Exactly. Okay. And I think it was a terrible mistake by Mr. Herger that he didn't raise his voice against that, and then he voted for the bill.
Okay, I know you got to run, Jim.
Yeah.
Are you willing to debate Mr. Herger?
Oh, I'd love to debate Mr. Herger.
we'd love to host that.
And by the way, there's a Mr. Cheadle and a Mr. Stiglitz who are in the race.
That's
I'm
right.
Happy to debate them also.
Oh, maybe we can set up a debate here for everybody.
I would love it.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for coming in and being very forthright in your answers.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope you'll invite me back.
Thank you.
Of course we will. We've got a long time to go here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Empress Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist, and because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Hey, we got to get do quick. We got to do two commercials here in 4 minutes here. Two breaks here.
KCNR 1460.
Yeah. Wow, that was quite the meeting. Tomorrow. We've got another great show coming in here tomorrow. And then this week we're going to have Occupy Reading. We've got a battle starting between the Shasta County and one of our local people. This is going big time.
We also had so many comments on our guest on Friday, Ed. Yes, we are going to have him come back. He's the guy that was with San Quentin, worked in San Quentin as a prison guard for 28 years. I mean, we have people stopping us on the street. So we're working right now on getting Ed in a couple weeks to get right back here because there were so many other things. So we're working on our schedule, just lots of booking and stuff.
You know, I question the idea that Jim Reed, we've known Jim now for a few years in the sense that he's run for office and that. We've had all three now. We've had Pete Stiglitz and Greg Ricciuto and now Jim Reed on. And of course we've had Wally Herger on. So I'd love to have a debate, but, I'm sure that will happen later on. It may even happen after the primary. Wouldn't it be unusual because, Herger says, I don't debate other Republicans. If Congressman Herger then said, you know, and it turns out there's two Republicans running in the general election, that should be interesting. A lot of questions in the chat room. Chat room's going wild here about the last interview with Mr. Reed. Anyway, we're going to catch back up here because we took extra time so we could get all those last questions in. We've got to take another break here. As soon as we come back from that, we'll finish up with a couple of the things we have going here and talk about tomorrow and the rest of this week. Carl and Linda Bott, miss a day, miss a lot.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Cast a view in College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. Well,
I won't. Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBott, 8:55 in the morning, January the 9th. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite Marble. Give Mike Huber a call. Great work. Great work he does.
Integrity. You know,
integrity, honesty. In your bath, in your kitchen, outside, he has something for every budget. Give him a call at 241-7866-241-STONE or check out his website at estategranite.com. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
How good morning,
you?
Jim.
Hey, how are you doing today,
good.
Linda?
Thank you.
Hey, I have a real... solution to your problems on the day that Linda doesn't show up to the program.
When I'm on assignment.
Call it the Carlina and Bobby show.
Carlina
and Bobby, because we can just make our, that's right, we can just say what we believe. We can say, you know what, hey, today we feel very feminine.
Please.
And you can wear different clothes, too.
Well, you haven't seen, Bob never shows himself. You can't tell what Bob
wears.
Was
this just
the cameras are positioned in such a way for a reason.
Yeah.
Was this just
like
a fun call?
That's pretty cute. That pink bow is pretty cute.
Yeah,
there,
was this
Bob.
Just a fun call, or do you have a comment?
No, kind of a fun call, but the other thing is, there next time the school says they say they need more taxes for schools, forget it. They don't need any more taxes to educate these people.
They just need to spend it right.
What they've done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
They don't need, the taxes to the schools are not going for what they to teach them anything. They'll probably cut out English and math next.
It'll be, what do you want to learn?
Themselves?
What do you want to learn? You know, hey, it's whatever you think.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Learn,
hey, Jim.
Put your eye makeup on and things like that.
Okay, we're going to do it. I've got to go work my eyelashes. All right, Jim, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Okay, one of the things John Dixon has put in here that I suggested we all ask some of our friends to join into the chat pack. I still do. And you all use your email contacts and email them our link, which is, KCNR1460.com, media player, whatever that is. Would you go on there and just, share it with your friends. Get more people in here. I mean, the people we have in the chat pack are just great and getting bigger all the time, but I think it's cool. Now, this week's going to be a big week for our guests. It's always a big week. But tomorrow we're going to have in, remember I was telling you about this couple that's fighting it out with the EPA? And it went to the Supreme Court today. The Supreme Court was looking at it today. Tomorrow morning at 7:30, we're going to have the lawyers on, and maybe even the Sacketts at 7:30. And then at 8:00, we're going to be talking with Bethel and their plans, some more of their plans of what they're doing. We like to keep up with Bethel, the Civic Center, and some of the other things that they're doing here. Wednesday, we've got Occupy Reading and Doug LaMoffa. Doug LaMoffa is going to talk to us about the budget that goes out, and then we have Occupy Reading and a couple of their gents there. Thursday, we're going to be talking with the battle that's just ramped up again in Shasta County and landowners. And Friday.
What about Friday? You're looking at me. Do you want me to go look real fast?
I've forgotten what's Friday, but it's big, too. So, I'm sorry. I can only remember four things there.
When I was in Eureka, I passed the Occupy
Sheriff
Eureka.
Sheriff Jim Lopez.
Yes.
Sheriff Lopez from Siskiyou County. How could I have forgotten that?
That's gonna be
about the battle he's fighting up in Siskiyou County, along with the other sheriffs that just say, You know, don't tread on me. Keep your hands off my people. How could I have forgotten that?
Kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the booze. Who was that from?
In the beer.
Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue.
Kicking and a gouging in the mud
and the blood
and the beer.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
Because it has to, it doesn't rhyme without that.
We need to find that clip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Hey, Chat Packers.
Yes.
Thank you for making our Monday active.
Yeah, we have, you know, Mondays are always that time you got to kick it off. But we had a good guest today, and we've had good guests all lined up this week. And next week, it's big again. So we've got a lot of things going on in the county and a lot of things happening right here at KCNR. And
we have tickets tomorrow,
here,
of course, to Charlie Brown. We've got the admission for two for the wedding show, all the stuff that we're going to be giving away through this week.
Yeah, if we have time, I want to talk about what's going on with the defense budget because, frankly, Obama and his group up there are in the process of tearing apart the Defense Department. And he's making the same exact mistakes that his predecessors on several occasions have made by reducing the number of troops and relying on technology that doesn't work. If you got to remember, is that just keep this one thought in your mind. Oh, we need more drones. We need more highly sophisticated aircraft like this. Is the Iranians stole our drone. That should be something you should, and landed it. That should be something you think about before you start relying on technology. If we've got it, they've got it. What they don't have is the fighting man and women of fighting men and women that we have in the United States. When you start pulling them away, those are hard to replace. Anyway,
headline news. We're going to talk about how you feel about it. It does affect our lives. So that's it.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You miss a day, you miss a lot, and just remember. But we won't back down. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR 1460.
KCNR
Shasta Redding.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.